WHFR Dearborn.
Copper wire, steel, hit rock bottom, trading diamonds for coal. night, I met this girl in black, speaking in the rhythm of a word attack. A little bit bold, a little bit whack. She told me she ain't ever going back. Turn around, down with your big bad mouth. Oh, just give me something to shout about. I've never seen someone so out of control. So damn mad if she hits the floor. Yeah. She's the kind of girl. She's the kind of girl. She's the kind of girl. Out back, this girl choked out a little word attack. Big retaliation, yes, she's got your back. Rainbow in the clouds, spinning in your tracks. Going downtown, don't stop your talk. People want you bad, but they got a block. Nobody seems to know what's going on. The very desire for way too long. She's the kind of girl who loves so hard. She's the kind of girl on a boulevard. She's the kind of girl
she won't stand in line.
She's the kind of girl
gonna have a good time. Yeah.
I don't really think I can fake it. I don't want to do it anymore. Feeling like I'm not gonna make it.
She was speaking in the rhythm of a word attack. She was a little bit bold, a little bit whack. She told me she ain't never going back. Ain't never going back. She's the kind of girl who loves so hard. She's the kind of girl
on a boulevard, yeah.
She's the kind of girl
she won't stand in line.
She's the kind of girl
gonna have a
she's the kind of girl
with the ruby eyes.
She's the kind of girl
with a big surprise.
She's the kind of girl
who'll make you cry.
She's the kind of girl
who'll smile.
Try, yeah. Oh, yeah.
folks, are you ready out there? We've had enough of the canned music. We're ready for the live action because this is Motor Live Drive at 5. Today, featuring the most powerful weapon band. Talk to me. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Hello. Ready to have some fun today?
Absolutely.
Well, then, I tell you what. Let's hear what you got to say. Give us a song, why don't you? What's this first one going to be?
This first one is called Over, and it's off of our EP, What It's Like to Live.
Hey, folks out there in WHFR land, you heard it. First up, from The Most Powerful Weapon.
Yeah.
Ow! That's why they're the most powerful weapon right there. Ashley!
Hey!
Hello!
How you doing?
Young lady, you're surrounded by a sea of guys out there.
I am. I'm not complaining, though.
Well, all right now. Tell me who those gentlemen are with you out there.
All right. In the back here, we've got Jeff Schultz on drums. I've known Jeff for 5 or 6 years now. And then newer friends, we've got Andy and Odie on guitar.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
And our brave and fearless leader, Matteo Danini on bass.
Sir.
And also, he does all the harmonies and backup vocals as well.
Well, all right. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks.
Now, tell us again. That track was called Over.
Mm-hmm.
And the album is, again, what now?
It's a five-song EP, and it's called What It's Like to Live.
What It's Like to Live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ambitious. Now, how do you guys come up with that? Who's the writer? How do you spread that love around?
Well, actually, a few of the songs were already in existence when I joined the band, and Matteo is the founding member of the band. And the newer songs that we have, we collaborated. We all collaborate on writing lyrics, and we work on, fitting the lyrics into the music together. But as far as the songs on the EP, those a couple of them were already established and written when I came into the band, and Matteo is responsible for those.
Okay, Matteo, you there on the mic?
Yeah,
there you are. Talk to me. How did this this stewardship come about?
Well, I've played bands for a long time, and just after my last band ended, I decided, you know what, I'm not gonna sit around and do nothing. I'm just gonna start writing some songs and hopefully I can find some people that like them. And yeah, that's pretty basically once I was done writing the songs, actually we found a drummer that was before Jeff, and we went in the studio, started recording the songs, and then showed them to a couple people around, and it was like, hey, this is what we got going on. If you guys, you know, want to join, we need guitarists, we need a singer. And then over the years, you know, things happen, people leave, and so this is the final lineup right now.
Yeah, and originally, when I joined, we were split up between like the Metro Detroit area and Lansing, and that was a large part of the reason why there was a lineup change there, just because the distance to try and have band practice, you know, just 2 days a week was very problematic, just the time that it took just to get back and forth from Lansing, and we're kind of loud when we practice, so we have time constraints and things like that. Can't practice after a certain time, so.
Okay, let alone moving equipment between the Lansing and Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's not favorable. So how long has this lineup been in?
Well, Odie and I joined, what, late summer?
Yeah, middle of summer, I'd say.
Yeah.
Middle of summer.
So a few months now.
So how'd the connection go? Friends? Craigslist?
Odie and I were involved in a project dating back to a few years ago, and I had heard of The Most Powerful Weapon just, you know, hearing music, listening to music that was out there.
Being in the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, social media, stuff like that.
Yeah, so I connected with Matteo on Facebook. I listened to some of their stuff. I really liked it. Like, oh, man. Some of the stuff, I heard it, and I was like, wow, these guys know what's up. These guys might go somewhere. So ultimately, Odie and my old project sort of fizzled out, and I hear, hey, these guys are looking for guitarists. And I was like, hey, I'm a guitarist. Maybe we can make something happen. And here we are, making it happen.
Okay, now, here's something interesting. I hope you don't mind me going ahead and putting some dirt out there. What happened this afternoon?
Oh, man. All right, so, I don't get out to this side of town very much, so getting here was a fiasco on its own.
Far away from Lansing?
Well, no, I live on the east side in Mount Clemens, so that's still even, you know, a little bit of a trip for me. So getting here was a fiasco. Ultimately, we found it. We got here in a decent amount of time. But then for whatever reason, my keys got misplaced, and I still had all my equipment in my car.
In the grass.
Yes, I dropped my keys in the grass somewhere on campus. And so we spent a good amount of time looking for those keys, man. And it was...
not just looking for the keys. Frantically looking for the keys.
Frantically looking for the keys. The other option was breaking into my beautiful car, and I didn't really want to resort to that, but... You gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
So, folks, we beg your forgiveness for being a few minutes late this afternoon, but we took pity on Andy and his windows.
I really appreciate all your patience.
Hey, we appreciate your music, so we knew we wanted you to be a part of this. Been talking to Mateo for a while, been listening to the music, and seeing you live now. Is proving it all worthwhile. So let me shut up and let me hear what you got to say with those instruments.
Alrighty.
Save me. keep trying and trying, but there's got to be another way. On my own, there's a place where I belong. All alone, with nothing but my heart to show.
Guys, I beg your forgiveness. I did not announce or ask you guys to announce the names of those songs before you played. Tell the audience which they just heard.
The second song we played was Maybe, and the last one that we just played, the ballad, was On My Own.
All right, now. And that's from the EP, What It's Like to Live.
That is correct.
And you guys got that out at quite a few places. Now, we don't mention prices and all, but they can get it at iTunes and Amazon.
And CD Baby.
You can listen to it on Spotify. You can
SoundCloud.
Most of it is on YouTube. Yeah.
Taylor Swift's not going to be nice with you for saying that. You know that, right? You're not getting that opening slot now.
Oh, my dreams are crushed.
Ashley, shame. But you guys are playing around here, and people can see you.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, this Sunday, we have a show at the Ritz in Warren. It's the Rage with Nicolas Cage tour. Full of Rage with Nicolas Cage tour. And it remains to be seen whether or not Nicolas Cage will actually be there. So you should come out and see if he's there.
And there's gonna be a ton of really good bands.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great local bands. A
couple of touring bands, Nearly Deads and It Lives It Breathes. Then Amir Arrows is playing. Drown the Fury. I feel like I'm missing one. Oh yeah, that one isn't playing anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a sad story. We won't get into why the other band isn't playing.
Oh, I saw that post. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But now Red Wings fans had a chance to hear you.
This is true. That was probably one of the coolest things I think that's ever happened to any of us. We were featured for local music on the Jumbotron at the Red Wings game, and they actually played a little piece of the last song, which is our newest single, Pages, which we will be finishing out the set today with. So looking forward to that. And that one is actually not available on the EP, but it is available as a single download in all the same places, iTunes and Amazon as well.
And you guys are making your music available on quite a few other, in addition to Facebook, where can people reach out and follow you or keep track of where you're playing and when?
Mainly Facebook is probably the main place, but we are also in Reverb Nation.
Twitter.
Instagram,
yeah.
The social media thing works for Most Powerful Weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good tool.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of connecting people around the world and whatnot, Mateo, anybody around the world you want to say hi to in any other languages or anything?
I don't know if they're listening.
Oh, no, they're supposed
to be tuned in. It's like a 6-hour time shift.
Hey, this is podcasted. They will tune in and download this.
I want to say hi to my whole family in Italy and Madagascar. Ciao.
No.
You got to say it in the other language, man.
I hate being put on the spot.
That's why we do this. That's why I love this job.
I try to get him to talk in it.
We've got a buddy from down under, too. His name's Troy. He tunes into all of our internet radio and all of our podcasts and everything. You guys know about that, right?
See, more reason to send shout outs to these people now, because this is going to be available for podcasts and they are going to come download this. So say hello to everybody.
Absolutely.
And
hi guys.
There you go.
We love you.
Now, did everybody play on this most recent one, or was this?
No.
Jeff raises his hand. Not it.
Me and Odie, we didn't.
I would have been there if I was in the band and if they asked me.
Your passion was there.
Odie had showed up.
Oh, absolutely. But our bodies may not have been there.
You're here now.
I am here now.
And you're going to be on the next one?
Oh, well, hopefully.
Hey. And we are. I think I can say on behalf of Mateo and Jeff and myself, we are very, very, very happy that we found these guys. Like. Mm.
I mean, I feel the same way, though. That's like, this is probably, the highest talent level of any group I've ever been involved with. So it's really a treat to be able to jam with these guys every week.
Let alone they're serious.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay. So when's the next time in the studio? When the next release after this?
We've actually got a couple songs in the works right now, and I believe we're shooting for January is when we want to have that one in the studio, and it should be coming out, we're thinking sometime in March or April, and probably late March, and we are going back into the studio with Shane Grush, who we should also give a shout out to because he's amazing.
Hi, Shane.
Our producer. He's probably one of all of our favorite people. He's amazing.
Okay. Has he done any other bands that we know of that are worthy of a
Wilson
mention? Okay.
Yeah, he's recorded some stuff with Wilson. I think No Resolve. A couple of really good.
No Resolve's out of Flint, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this Sunday, are you guys, were you guys in the lineup? They should definitely mention you when they get to the door and say who they're there to see.
Absolutely.
First off, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Do you guys know right now where in the lineup you're going to be?
I'm not 100% sure yet, but I think we're maybe third.
And the doors open what time?
Five.
Okay.
However, I will say, you know, I would be incredibly flattered if somebody came out just to see us, but do yourselves a favor and get there at 5 o'clock, because there are a lot of phenomenal bands playing with us too, and you'd be missing out if you missed their sets.
See, this is what we love. Selfless musicians pumping other musicians out there. Go ahead. This is why Most Powerful Weapon will be back when they get their next release out.
Thank you. We'd love to come back. Thank you.
When Andy and Odie will be on the recording, and we can start spinning that CD here.
Sounds good to us.
And we'll make sure they have a spare keys. Spare set of keys.
I didn't say it that time, guys.
Hey, man, I deserve it for sure.
All right.
Nah, don't be so hard on yourself.
How about some more music?
All right, yeah.
What are we going to hear next?
This next one is called, this is...
the title track.
The title track off the EP. It's What It's Like to Live. So this is I think it's the first track on the EP, correct? Is it? And...
Okay. And so now, these were written by you, Mateo?
Yes, this was still one of the songs that I wrote a long time ago.
Okay, now...
This is actually before I was even in the band, this is the first song that I ever heard, because actually originally there was a different lead singer, and I ran into Mateo. We were at the Blink-182 My Chemical Romance concert at DTE, and he had begun the search for a new singer, and this was the first song that he ever showed me. He played me just the first minute of this song, and I was sold. This is what got me to sign on for The Most Powerful Weapon.
And what?
Well, audition for The Most Powerful Weapon.
So now you took those vocals and made them your own.
I think any artist will do that, you know, kind of adapt things to what works best for them and to show their strengths and hide their weaknesses.
And that's sort of similar to like how me and Odie came in here.
Yeah.
You know, we
they beefed it up for sure. Yeah.
You know, we had a good idea just from listening to the EP, you know, what we needed to do, but at the same time we took it and threw a little bit of ourselves into it.
Yeah.
To make it the new Most Powerful Weapon.
Well, you don't have to. You should.
The mostest.
That's what you were asked to come in and do, and I take it Mateo's happy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. But in the meantime, I've been hearing some things about some long-distance drives, other incidences that have happened with cars and you guys. You guys have a history.
We do. There was one eons ago. There was another show out in Flint. What was the name of that place? That bar?
Woobies.
Woobies in Flint.
Woobies.
And our two guitarists then. Actually, it's always the guitarists. Our two guitarists then.
We're amazed it's not the drummer. Okay.
Oh no, Jeff is punctual, but not that you guys weren't late though. But our old guitar players, they actually got a flat tire and had to change the tire on the side of the road. And I don't remember exactly what the reasoning was, but there was two other people in the car and they no longer had room for them. So they just kicked them out of the car and they like had to go wait at some 24-hour diner. And they were like, we'll pick you back up after the show, but we have to have room for this. I think it was for their tire. They didn't have room in the trunk because of all their equipment. They didn't want to leave it on the side of the road because they could patch it. So they left their friends on the side of the road.
But they stood up for their band. Their band at the time.
Did that really happen? That's crazy. Yeah, that really is insane.
They didn't want to leave the tire because they're both really thrifty.
Environmental friendly.
So they left their friends on the side of the road and took the tire for.
And the tire actually made it on stage.
Yeah, we did. I stood on the tire on stage.
Those pictures I have to see. Tell me about this and more after these songs.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Next song that we're going to be playing is actually the last one off the 5-song EP, and this one is called What If.
Thank you.
Okay, so like I said, the last one was actually the last one off of our EP, What It's Like to Live, and the last one that we have for you is our new single, which this is
basically the first song of what's going to be our next album.
This is kind of everything that, it's the beginning of everything that we want to start doing.
Turning page, huh?
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, but, okay. I get the connection now.
Yeah, Odie's got jokes. but no, this is it's a little bit different than the style of the other things, but it's partially because we have different people, you know. Our sound has kind of evolved since I joined the band. I think it has anyway. I mean, Mateo, Jeff brings an entirely different element to the drums. And it's like we were talking about earlier, he kind of made it his own. He tweaked the songs from what they are on the EP a little bit, and this is where I think he gets his first chance to really shine and do what he wants to do, and this is the first song that was his own. And Mateo and I collaborated on the lyrics for this as well, and this is kind of the first one that the three of us got to write together. And so we're excited because we're going to be going back into the studio. And Odie and Andy will get to be a part of that next experience for the next song that we're going to do and the entire subsequent album that will follow. We are super excited to all, you know, get the creative juices going and get back into the studio and see what we can pull out of each other.
So this represents the turning, the new, the most powerful weapon, and then everything to come is just something that you'll be delivering to our door soon so we can start airing and sharing with the whole world.
When we get it, you got it.
That's what I want to hear. That's what the listeners want to know, because this is what we want to keep sharing with everybody.
All right.
And this is called?
This one is called Pages. And there's also a lyric video for this one on YouTube as well for your viewing pleasure.
And on your Facebook page. I was digging this.
Our Facebook page, yep.
So I give it up for the most powerful weapon.
All right, thank you.
Once again, pushing pieces of the puzzle that just won't fit. This conversation's been
There it is. You got it.
Thank you.
The first single from the upcoming album by the Most Powerful Weapon, Pages. Any ideas yet for the name of the next album?
That's top secret.
Okay, absolutely.
For now, top secret for now. You'll so secret, we don't even know yet.
You'll be steady woodshedding, working on it, coming up with all the rest of the songs?
Absolutely. We're going to be holed up for the whole winter, just plugging away at a new album.
Well, we look forward to it. We can tell just by the taste of that alone, it's going to be something good.
Thank you so much.
So glad you guys came together. So glad you found your keys.
Thank you. And big thanks to you and a big thanks Absolutely. To WHFR for having us out today, too. It's
thank
been
you guys
an amazing
very
experience.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys.
Well, you can thank us by inviting us to come out to the Ritz Sunday.
Come to the Ritz Sunday.
That's what we're talking about. Everybody else, you're invited to come along with us. We'll make it an outing and see the Most Powerful Weapon rip up the stage. Now, any more songs you got loaded in your back pocket that you're gonna break out Sunday? You're gonna keep it to this set?
Probably just this set for now.
Until we work and have new stuff recorded.
The thing is we don't, I know this sounds kind of silly, but we don't want to spend a whole lot of time learning any more old songs. We're more focused on writing new material and moving forward. And, you know, we've got a solid set that we can do for now, and we've got that down. And, you know, that was the first thing we had to do so we could do some live shows. And now we're just focused 100% eyes forward on pushing through and writing new material.
Maybe in the near future, we may throw a song or two into our live set, but that we're not quite there yet. But we're getting there though.
Well, I don't blame you. And here's the thing: people, as great as they sound to you over the radio, they're better live. They've got presence, and I guess the guys are okay. But definitely, with all respects to my man in the corner, come out and see Ashley, fellas. You want to?
Thank you
guys are all right, whatever. But we thank you for coming out today. Most Powerful Weapon,
thank you.
You
so
showed
much.
Up, you ripped it up, and that's why we're glad to have Motor Live Drive at 5 bands like you. You're
thank
it
you.
Thank you.
Shout out to Dennis Pekowski and from Paragon.
Stay tuned for Radio Drama right after this. So much more right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.